Okay, so we're doing like this. Chaf Amud Beis. It's the sixth line on Chaf Amud Beis. V'kama shiur karcha. How much is the shiur for a karcha, a bald spot? Right? In other words, what's the amount? How big does it have to be in order to be chayiv? So Rav Huna Omer, k'dei she'yireh me'rosho. Okay, Rashi, Rivan, she'yireh me'besar ha'rosh aram. So you could see the skin of his head naked. This means you could see it, you could see his head, right? So, you know, you pull out a few hairs, you're not really going to create a spot in his head. You're not going to be able to see his head, right? Because I guess the other hairs will cover it up or whatever, right? You have to cut a significant amount of hairs, but such that it becomes visible, right?
What page did you say?
20B. Sixth line. Okay. So that's the Shita of Rabbi Rahuna. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Mishum Rabbi Lazar Barabbi Shimon Kigris. So Kigris. So gris is, I forget, it's like a type of a bean. Okay, a gris. Yeah, which they say here, Zerashi, let's see. No, but there's no Rashi. But they say here in the Masifta, they quote from in the Gaim, that a gris is the amount of hair of 36 hairs. A square, six hairs by six hairs. Okay, that's a gris. Okay? So that's Machlokas. Okay? Between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. Okay? So the Gemara continues. Kitanai. Okay, kitanoi. So this is like a machlokas tanan. Kama shir karcha. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer kigris. Okay, acherim omrim. I'm reading with the Bach. Acherim omrim kidei shir meirosha. Right. So there's another machlokas tanan. Basically, it's the same thing. This machlokas amaram is actually a machlokas tanan. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva pligi ba tlasa tanoi. There are three way machlokas tanan. Chad omer kigris. A third position. Two hairs. Okay, two hairs. V'ika the mafik shtei sairos, and there's some who take out the shita who holds shtei sairos, u'ma'ayel b'kadasha, and they put in instead ayadasha, which is a lentil. Okay, which is a lentil. What's that?
Question on this.
And the Gemara says, and there's another shita who takes out shtei sairos, because then it's basically it's Rabbi Yehuda Chaviva says the three machlokas tanan. One says gris, one says it's visible, one says shtei sairos. And some remove shtei sairos, that's not the third position, umayil b'kadasha. And instead they put in an adasha, which is a lentil. Okay, which is the size of a lentil. So what's a lentil? A lentil, they say here, is these are brought up in the Mishnayos in, in the Gaim. These shirim come up, but a dasha, it's two rows of hairs, two by two, so it's four hairs. Okay, fine. So v'simancha, and the simen, so you remember which one you're taking out and which one you're putting in. Baheres kigris. Umichya bechadasha. Okay. That's the Mishnah from the Gaim. So let's see Rashi. The mapik ikad the mapik say saras ma bechadasha v'simoncha. The lo tema mapik bikigres ma bechadasha. You might think the one shita which is gitana which you're gonna remove in replace of that dasha is gris, because they're both similar. They're both sizes of beans. Right, so you might think that. You might say that that's the third one. And apparently there are three shitas for Tanaim. And then there's a fourth one, which is a removal of the one of them. So you might think the dasha is removal of the gris. So you don't think that. You don't think that here's a simen. Mishnah zu, baharas kegrisu milcha b'hadasha. Right? So when it comes to Tsaras, so Baheras is the Nega, right, of Tsaras, and that's the size, has to be the size of a gress. And a Milchya is like a spot of live flesh on the inside of the Baheras, right, which is a simon of Tumah, is the size of a Hadasha. So just like in that Mishnah, you coexist, you have the coexistence of Gris and Adasha, right? So to here, you have the coexistence of two Shitos of Gris and Adasha. If the one you're taking out is Shteisairos, the fact that it's visible from your head, that they're not taking out. The Shavuhul de Rekulam, the Einzah Shir Katsav. So that they don't have to take out because that they all is the same for everybody. And that's not a fixed shear. So what does that mean? It's a little strange. He's bothered by, Rashi's bothered by something, is that you're trying to remember. The whole thing is a little strange here, right? They're trying to remember, again, the first way has this three shitos. Yerumi Rosho, visible. Second one is Gris. Third one is Shtei Cyrus. And then we know that that there's another way that Tana has it, which is remove Shtei Cyrus and put in Adasha. Okay? So you might by accident mistakenly think that what you're removing is you remove Gris and put in Adasha. Those are after all very similar. So it says no, the trick, the memory device that you're gonna use to know that that's not the case, is that once you remove it and put it back, you're gonna end up having Gris and Adasha together. Because there's a Mishnah in the Gaim that everyone knows by heart, that is Gris and Adasha together. So to hear the Gris and Adasha together, so therefore obviously you're not removing the Gris, because if you remove the Gris and put Adasha, you don't have them together. So it must be you're removing the Shtei Cyrus. But I guess Rashi Rivan's bothered by, oh well, maybe you're removing the Kadesh Yiram Erosha. You know, you showed that it's not the Gris which you're removing, but you haven't showed that it's the Shtei Cyrus. Maybe the one that you're moving is the Kadesh Yiram Erosha. So that Rashi's saying, I don't understand what he's saying really, right? But that's what he's addressing. That you don't have to remove. Because that's Shava for everybody. That's not a Shir Katsuv. Yeah, so. What does that mean? It means it's not a Shir Katsuv because what's going to be visible to one person is going to be different than another. If you have long hair, for example, then I think it's going to take more hairs to remove because the long hairs are going to cover it, right? If you have long, like wavy hair, then you're going to have to remove a lot. Because you could basically lift up some hair, like a big lock of hair, cut under there, and then put the lock back down, and no one's going to notice. But if you've got, like, short, spiky hair, right, you just cut a few hairs, it's going to be noticeable. So that's not a fixed shear. It's not like an amount of hairs. As opposed to Shtei Cyrus is an amount of hairs. And Gris, or Adasha is also, they say Gris is 36 shears, and hairs, and Adasha is 4. Okay, so that's fine. But what is it, therefore what? So therefore I'm never going to think that you can remove that and not that? Like, what does he mean? That, of course, I'm not removing. What you're saying is that they're less likely to confuse that. People aren't going to confuse that Gris. You take out the Shir Merosho and put in a Dasha. Because that's like a totally different type of a shear. So no one's going to think, like, see, the other ones are just quantitatively differentiated. Gris is like 36 hairs. Adasha is 4 hairs. Shtei Cyrus is 2 hairs. So you might get confused. Oh, you're putting in 2 hairs, and you're putting in Adasha, which is 4 hairs, and you're removing 36, or you're removing the 2? What's the 4 replacing? The 2 or the 36? So that's confusing. Is it a quantity? Is it more or less? I know there's one more, I know there's one less. I forget which one I'm removing. So you put them together, Gris and Adasha. This version of the Braisa is Gris and Adasha both. But you don't think, no one's going to think that you removed the Shita, because you'll remember in your mind that the Shita of Yamirosha was fixed. That's a totally different type of a shear. Definitely everyone has that. And you don't have to, you're not going to get confused about that. That's already like a qualitative Shita. It's in the quantitative Shitas, which is where it gets confusing, and then you need a memory device. But it's not really telling us anything Svara and the Shitas as much as it's kind of, you know, classification and memorization and all that is kind of showing you. Yeah. Right? I know. Yeah, that's so it's a funny machlokas, right? Plenty of machlokas. So you have.
So
it's hard to. It's hard to get somewhere on this, right? As you can see, it's like, what are you going to say about this? I mean, you just have these different shiurim, right? I mean, argue like Shema Al Chamshina. I'm like, what are you going to say? It's hard to figure out, like, what are the concepts? Is there different concepts? Is different, right? I mean, we could try. But I think we should read a little further. The Gemara is going to talk. So, although it's finished with this machlokas, maybe it'll help us flesh out the categories or the different types of shiurim. But basically, so what do we have? We have a shiur of Yirah. That seems to be like some like qualitative difference. That sheet is different than the other ones, right?
Then but you have different already.
But the other ones seem to be quantities. And I'm not sure. On the one hand, Grissa and Adasha seem to me basically similar. Right? They're both beans. Right? Bigger or smaller or whatever. But they're like using some sort of item. Shtei Sairos, I'm not sure. Even though you could reduce Shtei Sairos to a quantity, you could reduce Gris and Adasha to a quantity, and you could basically line them up on a row. It's like, it could be that Shtei Sairos is different. It doesn't sound quite the same. Like, one's like an area, and the other is an amount of hairs. Right? Gris and Adasha are areas. 2x2, 6x6, right? And maybe you could boil down the areas to an amount of hairs, but it's not depicted as an amount of hairs. It's depicted as an area. Practically, you may have measured by an area. Right? Like, I don't know. I don't really know, but let's say it's not 6x6, but it's 1x36. Does that count? Like, is it a dafka? You know, is it the area of a gris? Or is it, you know? So these are... But still, it's depicted differently. As the area of a bean, different types of beans. And the other one is two hairs. Right? So two hairs is just a question. Is two hairs simply another quantity and there's just different ways of referring to the same quantity? Or is it somehow different? Is the two hairs somehow different from Gris and Adasha? But Gris and Adasha are on the surface, you know, hard to differentiate between. I mean, we're not experts in whatever. I mean, they're a little bigger, a little smaller, but I mean, we'll see. But I'd be not too optimistic that we're going to be able to have a good svara for the difference between Gris and Adasha. You know, but who knows? But, you know, maybe Shtei Sairos will be able to differentiate, and maybe Yerah certainly seems different. Okay, so let's read further. So it says Tana. Right? And also, is there like, who knows, is there some conceptual difference between you remove this one and you remove that one? Is that just a matter of practically how many shittos there are, or does it somehow make a difference conceptually? Or is it just whatever? You know? Okay. Tana, nota malo pi hazod.
Was this one or that one?
What?
What was this one or that one?
Well, then as you had three, you had a braisa, Yehuda Bar Chaviva says there's a three machlokes tamayim. One way is gris, kadesh yira, and shtei sairos. Or the other one removes shtei sairos and puts in adasha. So it's like, is it legitimate to be, is it those three or those three? What I'm just saying is, like, do you say conceptually is basically just there's four positions and you just define them? Or is there some significance to which one you remove and I don't know. Like, I don't know if that matters in terms of the conceptual analysis or just in terms of psak or in terms of, you know, laying out the shittos or whatever. Like, because who cares? You remember? You don't remember? Is it this way? Is it that one? I mean, maybe it's relevant for them, but I don't know if it's relevant in terms of a conceptual analysis. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, if you're trying to memorize the Gemara... Maybe.
Yeah, then you want to know these things, you know? And why would you want to be memorizing Gemara? I don't know, maybe for Psak. Things like that. You know? But does it matter? You could argue, I'm not sure if this is true or not, but you could try to argue that for conceptual analysis purposes, in terms of figuring out the Svaras, there are basically four Shittas. And whichever one you remove, you put in, or whatever. Bottom line is you have four Shittas. And see if you get a Svara for four Shittas, you know? Okay. So, like this. Tana. Hanotel melo pi hazog b'shabbos. Chayev. So, if you remove the size of the mouth opening of a scissor on Shabbos, you're chayev. Okay? And so, Rashi says, pi hazog chudon shel nisparayim. Okay? So, it's like the edge, the sharp parts, the edges of scissors. Okay? So, Shabbos, Yechayev, for Malacha of Gozes, I guess, right? So, V'kama Malopiazog, how much is that? How many hairs is that? Right? Shtayim, two hairs. Well, Yezer Omer Achas, one hair. Umodim chacham la Rabbi Eliezer b'malake levanos mitoch shcharos. Afilu achas yuchayev. If you're taking white hairs from black hairs.
What, sorry, do we skip?
Did I skip? Oh yeah, I did skip, right? Yeah, right. I'm sorry. Yes, I did skip. Okay, so go back. Tana, notu mavizu shavus chayev. The kama milpi azog. How much is milpi azog? Amar Yuda shtayim. Right, two. V'hatanya lekarcha shtayim. But it says lekarcha shtayim. So why does it say lekarcha shtayim? Implying that it's only for karcha shtayim. Right? Is that part of the same brisa? I'm not sure. But I think maybe that's the same. It sounds like the brisa says milpi azog yishayev and the karcha shtayim. But if you're going to tell me that milpi azog yishayev, then basically they're the same. So Mara says, "Ema v'chein l'karcha shtayim." It means they're both shtayim. I'm lopi azog, which is shtayim, and karcha is also the same share. Tani na miyachi. I know them v'zog shabbos chayev. I come v'zog shtayim. Right? Rebbe Lozer Omer Achas. Okay. Rashi, "Ema v'chein l'karcha shtayim." Left Rishi Elsa. He just wanted to explain it. Okay. Fine. So you guess you got a machlokas by Gozes, whether the shtir is shtayim, the same as karcha, I guess the price is holding karcha is also shtayim, or do you say, no, it's one hair by Gozes, right? Umodim chachal Rebbe Eliezer, the chacham agree with Rebbe Eliezer that it's one hair, b'mlake levanos mitoch shoros, afil achas shuchayev, right? That if you're removing white hairs from black hairs, right? If you want to look young, then even one hair chayv. The davar zeh filu b'chol aser mishum shenemar lo yilvash geres amaz isha. Okay, that's also aser b'chol because it's like a beged isha, right? Okay, Rashi. B'milake se'aros levanos mito shoros. Dekivan da'adim makbin al se'ar lavan. Since a person is makbid on one white hair between his black hairs, kadesh lo yerozakin, so he won't look old. Amrinan, we say because you malat malakid also mivin hashloros. When he removes the white hair from the black, melacha chashuva ilo, that's considered chashuv for him. The chayiv mishum goes is the kivan the chayish gzizu, right? Because he's worried about this gziza, so it's like chashuv to him. It's not the blacks from the whites, it's the whites from the black. The white from the black. Right? Okay? Okay, fine. So that seems to be that. Okay? So what does that help us? I'm not sure, but at least it's another, you know, pieces of information about Gozes, right? Like Gozes, you also have the shear of Shtayim, right? According to the side, I guess, who holds the Shtay Sairos here, he holds the Shtay Sairos by Karcha, he holds the Shtay Sairos by Gozes as well, right? And by Gozes, it doesn't seem like you have these Shitas of Gris, or Adasha, or Kadeshi, or Amirosha, right? Seems like the side positions are just two or one. Right? Two or one. But here, by Karcha, you have some overlap, only in one shita, basically. In the Shtei Sairos shita. But in the Gris, Adasha, Kadesh Yomirosho, you don't have any overlap. Right? That's the reason I'm bringing this in. I'm just bringing it in because it's on the surface, it's hard to say anything. We don't have much to go on. Right? You don't have much to go on. So, more information could perhaps be helpful. Right? So, we're doing the Shiva Karcha, Sugya Karcha, but at the same time, it does seem to be this question of quantities of hairs comes up by Malacha as well. And the Gemara brings it in, so arguably they have, you know, at least it's the same, you know. Like, the problem is we need to get our minds working. We have to, like, somehow be able to think what's going on here. What are the issues? What are the different types of things? So, you know, more information could perhaps be helpful. The fact that Shtei Sairos appears by Shabbos and doesn't appear by Karcha, I mean, the Shtei Sairos appears by both, perhaps, but the other ones don't appear by Shabbos is maybe interesting, right? Maybe informative insofar as what the what Shteis Iros as opposed to the other ones, right? Maybe. Right, it just that it's right here in the Gemara, and you know we could just stop short and try to define it without that piece of information. But you know, typically I always think it's good to get you know within reason to get as much information as you could. You know, and you could do the whole Shas and never you know. But if it's right here, might as well just read it, take it in, and look. We'll see. We could always separate it off, but. Perhaps it will inform us and help us say something more, you know, more grounded. I mean, yeah, anything we say here is not going to be very grounded. They're not talking that much. They don't say, Gemara doesn't say, my time under this or whatever. There's not much. It's hard to see. What, is there some sort of sparrows here? Like, what's the whole thing is hard to understand. Where should we start? Where's a good starting point? Good step. Let's start there. What you're saying is good, Mother also. I'm just going to start here. So he's saying is that the Isser, at least it's depicted, it's based on Pesachim Pesachim Le Rashi is saying it. The pasuk is Banamata Hashem Alkechem Losus God Losus Mikarach Beinechem Lemeis. And Rashi says it's not appropriate for Klai Yisrael. This is what the Goyim did, but it's not appropriate for Klai Yisrael Banam Hashem to appear in this manner. So the idea, seemingly, of a bald spot is an appearance. It's an aesthetic, a way that Klai Yisrael is not supposed to look. Goyim make themselves look disheveled, cut off, broken. You know, mess up their bodies or their hair. As a sign of mourning. And we don't mess ourselves up like that. We keep our, you know, we keep ourselves naya. So, if that's the idea, seemingly the Isser is going to be to make an apparent bald spot. So you can't measure it. Like Rashi says, it's not a shir shava. You can't give me a shir katsuf. The whole idea is you're creating like a qualitative entity of a bald spot. A bald spot is a visible phenomenon. Now, if I have long hairs, then I have short hairs. If I have straight hairs or I got spiky hairs, whatever, it's going to be different. But a bald spot is an apparent entity, right? You can't give yourself a bald spot, and a bald spot is an aesthetic apparent entity. So, how big? Whatever. If it's a bald spot, I mean, look at it. Is there a bald spot in your head? Or is there not a bald spot in your head? Right? He's not giving a shear. It's not subject to a shear. It's not like a quantitative thing. It's a qualitative thing. That guy's got a hole in his head. Right? In his hair. So if you could see it, well then you could see it. If it's few hairs such that it's not visible, or even if it's many hairs, but his hair pattern is such that it's not visible, well you're not making it. Right? Whereas all the other shittos are might agree that's the philosophical basis of the whole thing, but halachically, it is a fixed shear, like most things in halacha, right? That there's a, it's not just creating a qualitative, you know, apparent idea, phenomenon, which is going to be nitan l'shiurim, right? Basically, every guy is going to be different, but it's going to be codified and fixed. The Torah is creating a tzuras eser, and the tzuras eser has a fixed amount. Saying is you can't make bold spot. Well, how do you measure that? What's considered a karcha, right? Kama shir karcha, right? Which is kind of the premise of the question. Even the Gemara is kama shir karcha, and his answer is well, it's not really a shir in the typical sense of the term, right? Right. But they all don't learn that way. All the others don't learn that way, and that's why I guess you're not going to forget that. That's like a shita unto itself, right? I'm not going to think, oh, you just swap that in for it. It's totally different. But the others do seem to have a shear. Okay? Start with that. I mean, like you're saying, I mean, you have to work it out a little bit more, but let's just get that, get it as a start. So what he's arguing is that if you're trying to create a shear of a bald spot, the issue is to make a bald spot. The only thing is, you have to make a shear. You can't just say it goes by each person, each hair, each whatever. That's not the way halacha ordinarily works. And this is a tzuras eser. And just to have it like a loose thing, depending on all these variables, has to be codified. So you have to make a shear, a bald spot. So you have measurements. We have, for instance, by Negaim, we have that. So you take Ris, Adasha, whatever, whichever one it is. There's different sizes of bald spots, right? But essentially, they're both going, they're trying to objectify based upon a quantity, a halachic shear in the Torah, right? A quantity of what's considered a bald spot, so we have to make a shear. And arguably, that's why it's going to have a area.
right? Because a bald spot is an area, right? It has two dimensions, right? So the Isser is a bald spot, so you have an area, you have a Gersh, you have an Adasha, and that's the Isser, to make a bald spot. But again, a bald spot has to be codified. It's not left to the aesthetic entity. It's measurable. The Torah defined it as a bald spot. One hair isn't a bald spot. That's just you're removing a hair. But it's making a bald spot. So you're defining the chatz of a bald spot, of a certain chashiv, a certain amount of hair becomes a chashiv. And you say, I've got a bald spot. So whatever. Maybe you get further into whether it's a dasha or a gress. But whatever. They seem to be in the same camp. Right? What you're saying is that two hairs, first of all, it's funny because two hairs is not a spot. It's only one dimension or whatever. It's not measuring the spot. You're saying is hairs, two hairs is a shear in the maisa of cutting. Like on Shabbos, like what's the commonality between bald spots and haircuts on Shabbos? Right? You're not making bald spots. What you're saying is there's a shear of the chash of a maisa, the maisa gaziza, you just do a teeny bit, that's not chashiv enough to be chayiv for Malacha Shabbos. Malacha Shabbos, you have to be a certain level of involvement in the Malacha. So two hairs is a shear in the Malacha involvement. Right? Two hairs, though, is a shear in the Maisa of, the Maisa has chashivas by the fact that you're not, it's like a certain level of hisaskas, if you will, in the cutting. You're not just cutting one, but you're cutting two. Certain degree of involvement in the cutting. Two hairs. So, it's not quite creating a bald spot as much as a removal, a significant involvement in removing hairs, right, in the maisa of removing hairs. Like, it doesn't mean don't create a chafta of a bald spot. It means don't be involved in the maisa of removing hairs. Now, you get a teeny bit of the maisa, so there has to be a shir chashivas. So, you like, just like Malacha Shabbos, there's a shir shtei sairos. That's the degree at which you'll say I'm involved in it to a chashiv amount. And it's true. It's a good point. It would seem. I mean, we're not holding in the sigyas and the gaim, and now they're throwing in the sifta that kadasha is the amount of growth of two rows of a 2x2. But on the surface, it depends on the person's hair. Some people have denser hair than others, right? So just to say it's 2x2, I mean, Adasha sounds like Adasha, right? So Adasha is 2x2, but if your hair grows denser, maybe to get the size of Adasha, you're going to have 5x5, right? But seemingly, Adasha or Gris is a area, right? It's an area, not an amount of hairs. So even though maybe it's Mavur, I mean, if you could look at that, but they say in the Goyim, the same gun that there's a parallel that it comes out to a number, but I don't know, maybe that's just an Adam Benini or something. What you're saying is that in these you're really creating a space. It's a bald spot, but two hairs, it doesn't say how dense they are. So two hairs could be totally different depending on the person's head. But if you say it's a shear in the maisa, that it's a chash of involvement in the maisa of karcha, of balding, the issur is to bald yourself, and you can't be involved in balding to a significant degree. So you just pull out one hair, that's not significant. Until two hairs, now I'm involved in a process of balding, right? The two hairs, like, makes it a process. I'm involved in balding. But one hair, you just say, okay, you just pull that hair. Once there's two, it becomes like a maisa, an involvement in the process of balding. Right? It's like one is just like insignificant. It's just an isolated action of pulling out a hair. When you're involved in it with two, like for instance, you have that in a lot of malachos. Kosev, you have to write two letters. Like, I don't know, I think there's a degree, like doing something in isolation lacks in chashivas. When you do it and two, it's like there's a pattern. So it's like an engagement. There's a certain level of engagement in the process of balding. But pulling out one hair lacks in the involvement in that process. So there's a shear at which you considered how involved am I in karcha? The maisa, how significant is it? So if you just do one hair, it's like eating a little tiny drop of whatever, of a food. The shear was gazayas. So like different maisim have a certain quantities of involvement to such that maisa becomes a chashiv maisa. So the saying is, two hairs is not just an isolated plucking or whatever, but it's an involvement in the process, a significant involvement in the maisa. But it's not about the effect and the size of what results. It's a shear in the action. So is it a shear? So again, according to the one saw the first way, it's not even a shear. It's just a qualitative. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. In some sense, you could line up the. There's different ways to break up the positions, right? Now, you could say the way we were saying it originally, Ken split off is the thing is that the first sheet that holds, it's not about a shear. There is no shear. It's a qualitative entity, an aesthetic entity of a bald spot, whereas the other two sheets both hold it has to have a shear. Question is a shear in the chafza of the bald spot, or is a shear in the maisa? The other way to break it up is Mati's saying is that is it essentially about a maisa of balding, and there's a shear in the maisa, or is it creating a bald spot? And then within a bald spot, you could define a bald spot based objectively on quantity, or you could define a bald spot based upon the aesthetic entity, right? So there's like they're kind of there's different classification schemes. And to go further in Gris versus Adasha, I don't really see a way to do that without maybe looking into Nagaim. I mean, I think the shear of a nega is a Gris. That's what it sounded like. And the shear of a michya in a nega is Adasha. But you know, who's to say that has anything to do with this? Those aren't even necessarily bald spots. That could just be on your skin. I mean, there is a nega in your hair. Maybe you could look at that, but. Just to, without knowing anything more about Nagayim or anything about something else, it just seems like just guessing. What's the difference between a Gris or another? How are you going to say anything intelligent or grounded without doing any research? You know, they seem to be just quantitatively different. Right? I mean, they're roughly the same. Do we even know the difference between an Adasha and a Gris? Or what are they? You know, two hairs, six hairs, 2x2, 6x6, I mean, whatever. Right, I mean, you can just make stuff up, but it seems to me, you know. Not no, really. I want to say it like this. Okay, it's good. Is that you're saying is that six is saying is that's just basically taking the concept of a bald spot and trying to objectify it. They know he actually doesn't like it. The concept is a bald spot, but he just doesn't like it that it's not neat on the shear. So you have to objectify it. So 6x6, a Gris is roughly a bald spot, which is going to be visible now, and some people it's not going to be visible, and some people it will, but that's just a way of making taking the concept. That sounds reasonable. 2x2 sounds kind of small. 6 is like an amount, which is basically the concept of Keshiyera, objectified, codified, given a shear. Okay? But 2, you're saying, is different. It's really like the sheet of Shtei Sairos, which is that it's based on the basic minimum involvement in the cutting. At the same time, it has to be making a spot. And like Shtei Sairos is, like it is Karcha, this is Karcha, so you're basically taking Shtei Sairos and converting it into a spot. Now a spot has to have two dimensions. So the idea of a dasha is 2 hairs by 2 hairs, right? Which are trusting that that's them in the Gaim. It doesn't say that anywhere openly here, but that's what they bring down from the Gaim. So the saying is, it's basically you're taking the maisa of cutting and making that into it, creating a shear based upon, a shear in a chafza of a bald spot based upon the maisa, based upon the minimum maisa. So it's like the minimum maisa of making a bald spot is 2x2. And that's why the one that you swap out is take out Shtei Sairos and put in Adasha. Right? That's what I'm saying is because those are both the same camp. Which is that you're defining a bald spot based upon the involvement, basic involvement of 2. It's just the question is the 2 left as a shear in the maisa, or do you take the basic shear of a maisa and convert it into the shear of an area, right? But that's the one you're taking out. You're not taking out, you're not just switching, maybe that's exactly what it's saying, why you get confused, conceptually get confused. Because it sounds on the surface that the Gris and Adasha are the same type of thing, right? They're both those are two areas. One's bigger, one's smaller. That's what we were saying. How are you going to know those? That's what we were viewing it as the same camp. Just two sizes of bald spots. So you'd think that must be the way you're swapping out. Saying, no, that's not what's swapping out. Those two, although they may sound similar, the two which are really similar is the 2 or the Adasha, which is 2x2, right? Because those are basically both taking the concept. They're basically both saying is the way the Torah is defining karcha is based upon the basic involvement in baldness. But do you say basically all the balding is just two hairs? It's a minimum amount. Or do you say since it's balding, it means you're creating a spot on the head, so therefore you have to take the two hairs and square it out and make a bald spot based upon that. Right?
Yeah, nice.
It's really nice because it shows you the significance of the thing in the matter. It's not just a memory thing.
Yeah.
It's like actually make that significant. Right? You know? Right. Right, and it highlights the point. Okay, very good. Ken, that's nice. I like that.
Good.
Simon, though, doesn't help. The simon is just a simon, right? The simon is just a memory check. It's to know that you could coexist to the gris and the adasha, right? That's not really, right? Because there, they are two different, you know, shirim or whatever. But that's fine. If that's the svara, I mean, if your yais are right, it's really interesting that Rashi didn't mention here the fact that Agadasha is two hairs. Two by two. I mean, the Sifta brings it down, but I mean, I know Rashi doesn't tell you that. Right? It could just be, it's Pashat. You know, Rashi expects that you look up the case in the Mishnah and the Gaon, and then, you know. The place of the Mishnah and the Gaon, Vaval. Gufo shel bahares ki gris ha-kalki. Okay, so klaki and gris. Okay? Meruba, square.
According to
what is it? Yeah. What do they say? Sicilian?
Sicilian.
Gris? How do they translate a gris?
Bean.
Okay, so Sicilian bean.
The area of a Sicilian bean.
Okay, meruba, square.
36 square hairbreadth.
Okay, makom ha-gris, teisha adasha. So gris is 9 adashos. Makom adasha, arba sairos, 4 hairs. Nimtza, shloshim v'shei sairos. 36, right? So it's 9 lentils. And each lentil is 4 hairs, and it's saying it's square, so I guess it means it's 2 by 2. Right? It would be nice if Rashi, you know, it would be nicer, I think, with the Svara, if Rashi kind of mentioned that. That the two, you know, that the Dasha is 4 hairs. Right? It would be, you know, more convincing. But it works out nice. It's a nice fit. And, you know, it's hard to see what else you're going to say here. So I like it. It just, you know, it would be helpful if Rashi pointed you there and didn't expect you to look it up. But at the same time, you know, Rashi expects that you know a Mishnah. It's not, you know, I don't know if that Rashi had to say that, you know. But I don't know. You know, sometimes Rashi...
You can't draw any conclusions from what's not.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
sometimes yeah.
You can.
Yeah. It's just, you know, you'd like it if Rashi was learning this far, or you'd like it to reference you to that point, you know. But I don't know. It's hard to know. You're going to say Rashi holds you can't get a far. There's no way you get a far without doing something, right? In the very least, you look up what Gris and Adasha is. So it's hard to say Rashi's saying anything, you know? He's simply not saying anything, you know? So let us do for next time. Let's go, and then we have to take up the Shabbos Machlokas, right? The two or the one, and the Machlokas, everyone agrees by the white hair, right? That whole thing. So we'll take that up, and then we'll keep moving.